Hello, Steve Sherlock here from Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin, Mass. It's a Sunday, not the normal Friday time period, and you'll be picking this up on Monday based on the schedule, so I apologize for the delay. But there's been a bunch of changes this week, adjustments to the schedule, and some more adjustments still to come as I started a new position, switching from Citizens Bank down in East Providence, going back on the train into Boston to work for John Hancock Insurance, part of the Manulife company. So my daily schedule has been adjusted, going from the drive back to the train. Still have some timing adjustments to make, but we'll get through that. The work itself is good. Sorry to leave a bunch of the folks behind at Citizens, but the opportunity here at John Hancock is just too good to pass up. So I'm accepting that challenge, and it'll be a challenge, but I'm looking forward to it. And it's Sunday. Nice, clear sky today. Bitter cold, though, with the breeze. Revolution had their first soccer game at home. Yeah, it's supposed to be spring, but there was still snow on the ground around the parking lots. Fortunately, on the turf field, the turf itself was plowed, I assume, and cleaned and cleared and looked good and green. Didn't help the Revs to score any goals. They've played three games so far this season and no goals scored. They did at least stop the opposition from scoring a goal, so they ended up with a tie in their first point for the season. So that's some progress, since they already gave up five goals. Going to zero was good. Now they have to start scoring, and hopefully next Saturday they'll have their next opportunity, and hopefully they'll put one in the net. And so it goes. So what have you been up to? Is spring in your area starting to break through, or are you still getting the cold? Still a bunch of snow on the ground like there is here. It's actually decreasing considerably. We had, about 4 foot of snow at one point. Now we're down to probably about 18 inches of snow on the ground in most places. Still piles higher than that. Clearly the piles in the parking lots are going to be there for still a bit. And with the ground covered so much, the spring sports, particularly on the high school and even the colleges, is going to be delayed. Their schedules are going to be juggled considerably. Kind of hard to play on a snowy field. Kind of hard even to practice. And I haven't been out to the Franklin High School yet to take some photos, but apparently as they plowed and cleared the turf field, they ended up putting the snow on the track, so the track team can't run on the track at this point because that's where the snow is. So they'll perhaps continue to work that and clear that so that the track team, which is also a spring sport, can play and practice as they work through those adjustments, because winter certainly has been an interesting one here in New England. Boston at least did set a record for a record snowfall. Might as well get a record since we've, quote, suffered so much. Has not been so painful in this individual house, but I'm sure there's others. At least I've been hearing of stories with the ice dams and interior water damage, etc. It can be a significant hassle, if not a problem. Good insulation is certainly one step to avoiding ice dams, having a good, solid, clean, and well-protected roof is another. Insulation on the inside keeps the heat inside. All those good things, I'm sure folks will be looking at them as they recover from the winter and get into the spring. So what else is up on your side? Anything new and exciting, drop me a line. And at this point, I think I've got some errands to do today. But as I mentioned, we're on Sunday, so you'll be getting this on Monday. Hopefully, I'll be back on a Friday schedule at the end of the week as I continue to tweak my schedule accordingly. And life goes on. Life continues. So be good. Take care. Until next time, this is Steve Sherlock from Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin, Mass. Take care.